Welcome to The Week Today, the news of the printed circuit design, manufacturing, and electronics supply chain for the week ending March 1st, 2019. I'm Mike Buto. The top stories this week. A just-released report says the high cost of moving to the next semiconductor technology node is changing the role of packaging and assembly in the electronics industry. Heterogeneous integration has become the solution to achieve the economic advantages previously met with silicon scaling, says TechSearch International. In design news, Ansys reported fourth quarter sales surged 11% year-over-year to $415 million. ECAD startup Patcher launched new PCB placement and layout software for hobbyists and educators. There are two versions, including a freeware option. CEO Eric Schneider talks about the company's inspiration and plans on the PCB Chat podcast at PCBChat.com. Symaxis and Altium have completed an integration for PCB footprints, schematic symbols, and 3D models. In fabrication news, North American PCB orders fell 24.4% in January compared to the same month in 2017, according to the trade group IPC. Shipments were down 21.4% year-over-year. The book-to-bill ratio strengthened to 1.06. Rogers Corporation is planning additional capacity increases as it ramps its ability to meet expected demand for 5G and electric vehicles. Pluratech completed its acquisition of Ocleppo's operations and intellectual property. NanoDimension received approval from the U.S. and Korea Patents and Trademark Offices for the company's core technology of its dielectric ink. Turning to electronics assembly, Nordson Corp. said Michael Hilton plans to retire as president and chief executive after 9 years with the company. The board of directors has initiated a search of internal and external candidates for his successor. During Hilton's tenure, Nordson grew from $819 million to $2.3 billion in sales. Benchmark Electronics appointed Jeff Benck president and CEO. He most recently served as president and CEO of Lantronics and also was the chief executive of Emulex. Spartan's shareholders have approved the EMS company's proposed acquisition by an affiliate of Cerberus Capital Management. The $182 million deal is expected to close shortly. Foxconn says it is moving forward with its planned innovation center in Green Bay, Wisconsin, that would eventually employ up to 200 people. SVI Public Company posted 2018 consolidated sales of $485 million, up nearly 26% compared to 2017. Dukeman's Electronic Systems Unit reported net revenue for the fourth quarter rose nearly 11% to $85 million. Top 10 EMS company Venture Group has entered an agreement to acquire land and a 172,000-square-foot building of Brother Industries Technologies in Johor, Malaysia. Canadian EMS firm Battelle Electronics will open a new assembly plant in Markham, Ontario in June. AOI OEM Vitrox said fourth quarter revenue rose 15% to $28 million. Some transactions to report. Westshore Design has acquired Petra Electronics Manufacturing for an undisclosed price. And a private equity fund has taken a majority position in EMS provider P4Q Electronics. Talda Private Equity will retain the founding management team, who continue to be shareholders in the company. Hella opened a 53,000-square-foot electronics plant to serve the automotive industry in India. Among the new product releases for assembly, MacDermid Alpha debuted the Alpha 7 series of no-clean flexes. PDR released Reball Mode software, and Malcolm updated the SPS-10 solder paste softener. A new semi-task force seeks to establish quality requirements spanning the supply chain to meet new, higher reliability standards and help safeguard Taiwan's competitive edge in the global microelectronics industry. The Quality Assurance Task Force includes representatives from Infineon, NXP, TSMC, UMC, ASE, Unimicron, and GCE. To the markets, Taiwanese exports of electronic components, including circuit boards, fell 2% year-over-year in January. The worldwide medical electronics market will hit $169 billion by 2025. Nearly 100 wafer fabs have closed or been repurposed over the past 10 years, according to a recent report. Finally, IPC is joining the new USMCA coalition launched by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and will advocate for congressional approval of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. And that's The Week Today. I'm Mike Buto. Thanks for listening.